holy, blameless Lamb.
担负世人罪孽。
Yet you come and took away our sins.
献自己做牺牲。
And sacrifice your own self.
为我们做了赎罪祭、忏悔祭。
You could be our burnt offering.
使我们与神和好。
So that we could reconcile with God.
焉有羔羊血洗净。
Through the blood of the Lamb.
今天我是属神子民。
So today I could proclaim the sons of God.
我是基督门徒。
That I am a disciple of Christ.
我们要长驱直进耶路撒冷光明地。
So that we would watch and enter into the gates of the New Jerusalem.
焉有羔羊血洗净。
Because we are washed by the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb.
把所有的尊贵荣耀权柄归给坐在宝座上的羔羊。
And may all the glory go to the Lamb in front of the throne.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
请坐。把下面时间交给史弟兄。
今天你示范唱的真是好。
Today we had a great performance from our choir.
何等伟大，何等伟大。
How great thou art, how great thou art.
我以为还有第二首诗歌要唱，没有了。
I was expecting a second song because I was enjoying so much.
你们只唱一首。好，我们要多读几处圣经。
So let's read a couple verses.
我们漏了一处，先读希伯来书十一章。
Let's read first Hebrews chapter 11.
13节到16节。13
through 16.
大家看到没有？十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
13节到16节。13
through 16.
我们翻到一起来读。
Together. All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things made it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.
自己要找一个家乡。
And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as said it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. To prepare a better country, a heavenly one.
那个天上不应该翻作天上，翻作属天。
Now, not only a upward country, but a heavenly country.
在英文里头，只有我们神的儿女懂得属天这个意思。
Now, in the Bible, only the children of God understand the word heavenly.
在地上我们可以属天。
Now, even though we're on this world, we can be heavenly.
我们讲到可以属土，也可以属天。
Now, we could be worldly or earthly, or we can be heavenly.
每一件事我们不做天就是属天的。
For anything we do, if it has a relationship with heaven, it becomes heavenly.
把天引到地上来了。
So that we could introduce the heavenly onto this world.
表现天上的生命。
So that we could show a heavenly life.
我们读撒母耳下第九章。
Now, 2 Samuel chapter 9.
第三节
verse 3，
大家一起读
together. The king said, "Is there not yet anyone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is crippled in both feet."
第七节
verse 7，David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan."And restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you shall eat at my table regularly.
好，我们读十一章
chapter 11, 2 Samuel chapter 11,
二节到第五节
2-5. Now when evening came, David arose from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing.And the woman was very beautiful in appearance. So David sent an inquiry about the woman, and one said, Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? David sent messengers and took her, and when she came to him, he lay with her, and when she had purified herself from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. The woman conceived, and she sent and told David, and said, I am pregnant.
15节,
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 15. He had written in the letter, saying, Place Uriah in front of the front line of the fearless battle, and withdraw from him, so that he may be struck down and die.
12章第7节,
chapter 12, verse 7. Nathan then said to David, You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, It is I who anointed you king over Israel, and it is I who delivered you from the hand of Saul.
第9节到11节,
verse 9 through 11. Why have you despised the work of the Lord by doing evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the sons of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companions.
22章,
2 Samuel chapter 22.
22章第35节,
22:35. Second Samuel chapter 24, 10 through 17. Now David's heart troubled him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. Then David arose in the morning. The word of the Lord came to the prophet God, David's seer, saying, Go and speak to David. Thus says the Lord, I am offering you three things. Choose for yourself one of them, which I will do to you. So Gad came to David and told him and said to him, Shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days of pestilence in your land? Now consider and see what answer I shall return to him who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let us now fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time. And 70,000 people from Gad to Bathsheba died. When the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who destroyed the people, It is enough, now relax your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arirah the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking down the people and said, Behold, it is I who have sinned, and it is I who have done wrong. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand be against me and against my father's house.
20节,
chapter 24, verse 20. Arana looked down and saw the king and his servants are crossing over to Orkin, and Arana went out and bowed his face to the ground before the king. Now let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 51,
第九节,
verse 9. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
第十二节,
verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit.
那个，我对不起，我们再回头读第十节，好吧？第十节
verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
就希伯来十一章,他们等候那座有根基的城,
now we begin in Hebrews chapter 11 when people are waiting for a city with foundation.
就是神所经营所建造的,
a city whose builder and maker is God.
这座城不是将来忽然出现的,
now this city doesn't suddenly appear.
几千年神一直工作在神儿女的身上,
it's been thousands of years that God has been making this city.
所以神做工在亚伯拉罕的身上,
that's when God made his work on Abraham. When he built up Moses. When he has done his work on David. When he has done his work on Paul. And when he's doing his work on you. Now do you have God's work on you? Yes. And as children of God, God works on us. Now today, God works on us on our daily things. And it is through the normal things that we show our discipline. So that Jesus Christ can reveal his manifestation on us. For we are all waiting for the city with foundation. Until the day the Lord comes again. And I tell you the days are going to be short. That all the prophecies in the Bible has come true. Now we only have a little left. Now it only takes a short time for all the rest of the prophecies to come true. And a lot of them come true in Europe. So we are now waiting for the Lord's day again. Now I'm thinking that maybe after this year, I don't have a chance to talk to you anymore. When the Lord comes again. This is the hope that we all share. At the highest point of our salvation is when the Lord comes again. But we are all waiting for this same city. Today is going to be our last talk on David. David was a great man. His talent was unmatched. He was a great politician, a great tactician of war. He was a great writer. Now David was the author of most of the Psalms. Now today I don't think there's another writer that could write out Psalms. He is a great musician. For in the Psalms, a lot of the music is composed by David. He is a great singer. And the Bible proclaims him as the good singer. Now it's hard to find anyone who matched the talents of David. But yet, these are not the things that we look for. But we're going after the spiritual life of David. So that's why in the Old Testament, the two most spiritual persons, one is Jacob, the other one is David. Now, two of them are too extreme. Jacob started as a civilian. But David started as a noble king. Now, Jacob has a really corrupted natural life. But David started with a noble life. Now David was not educated. But yet David was a good scholar. Now these two men are two extremes. But yet both of them reached the highest ground in spiritual life. They became the highest point. Now as children of God, we all have hope. And I think I'm closer to Jacob's end than to David. So when I read Jacob, I am full of hope. But we see that David, God's work on him his whole life. So that's why in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning it would say that It starts with David.
中文呢, 把亚伯拉放在前面,
in the Chinese version of the Bible, it says Abraham.
就人太聪明了, 他想一想嘛, 亚伯拉在前, 大卫一直在后嘛,
but because probably the Chinese author thought that Abraham came before David.
圣经不是这样安排的,
but then in the Bible, it's different. The original Bible.
大卫的儿子,
in the original Bible, it says the sons of David.
亚伯拉罕的儿子,
the sons of Abraham.
耶稣基督的来历,
that's where Jesus Christ came from.
主耶稣怎么来的?
Who are the ascendants of Jesus? It is through the life of David. Then through the life of Abraham. Now Abraham is the father of faith. And David is represents the cross. It is through faith that God is introduced to this world. But it is through the cross that God manifests onto the throne. Now through faith we receive inheritance. But through the cross we receive a crown. So that's why Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham. And so is David. So that is the ascendant of Jesus. So that's why in front of us is these two paths. One is the path of faith. And there's also the path of the cross. And last time we talked about how David has a strong will. And how he wants to build a temple for God. And in the original language of Hebrew, the house and a temple is the same word. So that's why in the Chinese version, it proclaimed the house of God. So David has this will to build a temple or a house for God. But God says, it is not you who build a house for me, but I will prepare a house for you. So God's house, that's us. So God has made David's prayer come true to build up David. So we could see now the sorrow path of David. Now David was a complete man. He started nobly. But no one would thought that David would commit such a great sin. So when we read the Bible, we are all amazed why David commit this sin like a robber. Not like a king at all. Now we see that when someone becomes relaxed in the spiritual life, now that's when we become relaxed. Now, have you committed sins? Do you love the world? Now, when you become relaxed, when you sleep in and when you wake up late, or maybe David was taking a nap. Now for me, I never take a nap. Taking a nap is wasting time. But a lot of people take naps. And after they wake up from their naps, they don't go back to work, they just walk around. Now David did that, and now bad thing happened. Now he saw this woman, Bathsheba, taking a bath. And then at that time, David couldn't hold himself anymore, and he invited Bathsheba. Now he thought that he was a king, and he spent one night with Bathsheba, and everything went past. But then Bathsheba sent a person back to David and said, I am pregnant. Now then, this it will have not have a good ending. So David sent Bathsheba's husband Uriah, who is a general, to ask this general come back to his palace. And then David says, why don't you go home? And then it turned out that Uriah was really loyal and he did not want to go home. And then he stayed his shift in the palace. So David did not have another choice.
是要想办法谋杀乌利亚了。
So now he's coming up with a plot to kill Uriah.
打仗的时候，乌利亚在前面打正仗了。
So he sent this general to the fearless battle in the front line.
忽然军队撤退了。
And all of a sudden, he would withdraw his whole army.
一个人暴露在敌人的面前。
So that Uriah would be the only one left in the front.
乌利亚死了。
So Uriah died.
大卫把八十八娶回到宫里面来。
And David took Bathsheba as his wife.
这个行为像土匪啊。
Now this is a ruthless acts like a robber, not a noble act of a king.
And
moreover, it does not look like something David would do. Now, I can't say that God planned David to sin, but I would say that God allowed this to happen. So God shows David who he truly is, his own self. So now the seer brings the words of God to David. And all of a sudden, David has to repent. And the seer says, you have committed good sin, that I have chosen you to be a king. I anointed you, but now you despise the word of the Lord. So now God is going to have you a severe punishment. So David bowed. And starting at that day, David has now a painful path. Now Psalm chapter 51 is a prayer of a sinner's conviction. Now, David wrote most of the Psalms. And Psalms 51 is a prayer for pardon. And I gave a couple messages in Taiwan, a talk about Psalm chapter 51. It took me 3 Sundays to go through this one chapter. It took me 3 meetings to go through this one chapter. So today I could only point out a couple of points. Now this is the Psalm of Conviction. Now, he talked about how David wants to come and ask for a pardon. So that he could have a contrite heart. Now, David is a great musician. And he has a great choir. And then this psalm is written to the director of the choir, like Brother George. And ask them to sing this song proudly. Now, if you have weakness and you fell down, would you write a song and ask people to sing loudly for you? Now, would you be sitting down there listening to your own song? But David, he repented completely. And so when the whole choir sang Psalm chapter 51, David cannot even raise his head. Because he is full of sins and he repents. And he said that you love the true heart of
inside,
that God wants to receive our true life. Now, full head of knowledge doesn't mean a good spiritual life. And that's why God gave us the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit that could push away demons does not mean a good spiritual life. Now, I had a couple co-workers that could cure a disease and push away demons, but they did not have a good spiritual life. Now, one of them actually is not around anymore. And he was the one that could heal. In Taiwan. His name was Andrew. And then I would call him another name. Now he is full of passion. He is full of passion that he is smoking hot. So when he heals, he is full of joy. And in fact, he has the great power to heal. But yes, I tell you, with great power to heal doesn't mean a good spiritual life. And God only loves the truth in the innermost being. To receive this true good spiritual life is not easy. So that's why God works on us continuously. So that we could walk His path. not falling to our own self.
把耶稣基督生命制作在我们里面,
so that we could be made like Christ.
叫神的儿女到处彰显主的生命,
so as children of God, we can manifest Jesus to the others.
彰显主的荣耀,
to reveal the glory of a God.
这是主救我们的目的啊,
and that is the goal of our life.
所以我们所以要讲大卫就讲他的道路啊,
so when we talk about David, we talk about the path that he walked.
他的认罪生命,
and how he has a life of repentance.
求你用你有些少接近我,
and he said, oh, how the hyssop cure me.
这个牛血草啊,
now the hyssop,
是百草中最小的草,
hyssop is the finest of all grass.
旧约犯罪接近也是凭着血的,
now in the Old Testament, it is through blood that one gets cleansed.
大卫是个先知的, 他知道,
now David, who is a prophet, he would know that he knows that hyssop is representations of the blood of Christ.
保持能力何等大,
the power of the blood.
去的主的魂啊,
it is the power of the blood that could cleanse.
所以我们要赶鬼的经历，要赶鬼的人一定要认识两件事：一个主的血，一个主的名。
So someone who has the power to cast away demon has to know two things, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, you cannot stand your ground in front of your enemy. The power of the blood is so great. But we all can also proclaim the power of this blood. Now the hyssop means our faith. Now the hyssop is the finest plant of grass. Now only through a little faith you can proclaim the power of the blood. Because the faith does not matter how big or how small.
再有没有,
it only counts if you have it or if you don't.
没有信心就完了,
if you don't have it, then it's over.
一点信心引用主的大能,
but if you have it even a little bit, now you can proclaim the power.
大卫说的三个名字,
so David used three different spirits in Psalm 51.
叫我重新有正直的灵,
that so that he could have the true innermost being.
正直灵是应该翻作对的灵,
a steadfast spirit or a right spirit.
Right spirit, 对的灵,
a right spirit.
我们的灵常常不对, 你知道, 灵是我们最深处的生命啊,
now at many times our innermost spirit is not right.
你就听见一个人的话, 没有错, 灵不对的,
now someone could say all the right things but they could have the wrong spirit.
那么你们弟兄是不是都明白这件事, 对不对?
Now, brothers and sisters, I think you should know that we ask for a right spirit.
第二件他说叫我有愿意的灵,
and the second spirit is a willing spirit.
Willing spirit, 愿意的灵,
a willing spirit.
什么叫愿意的灵呢?
What is a willing spirit?
假设主给我们个艰难的环境,
now let's just say we are in a really tough circumstances.
我们的心不服下来,
and if we're not willing to bow,
我们的心不愿意,
if we're not willing,
我们的心抗拒环境,
if you're not willing to submit to your circumstances, then you will be in pain.
主要给我大卫在神的管教的手底下,
so when God is giving David a lesson,
你给我愿意的灵,
so David asked for a willing spirit,
完全服下来的灵,
a willing spirit to sustain and submit me,
接受神的所有的管教,
so that I am willing to submit to his discipline.
我们的心和环境不冲突,
so that my heart and our circumstances will mingle.
愿意的灵扶持我,
so that I could be sustained with a willing heart.
有个这样的灵环境一下不痛苦了,
now with a willing spirit, you are no longer in pain.
环境没有改变,
even though the circumstances stays the same,
我的身上不觉得重量了,
but now I no longer think it is a burden.
因为我们里头有愿意的灵,
because now I'm willing to submit to it.
不埋怨,
no longer complain,
不抗拒,
no longer fighting,
而服在神的面前,
but submitting to God.
最后大卫说给我,
and the last spirit that David talked about is a broken spirit. Now in the Chinese version, it didn't translate so well. Now in the Chinese version, it didn't say a broken spirit. But in the original Hebrew, it's a broken spirit. A broken spirit that can no longer block God. Now David no longer has his natural life. Now the people that are from Taiwan, you should know typhoon. Now, do you know typhoon? Now, isn't typhoon dangerous? When a hurricane comes, a lot of houses will fall down.
房子怎么倒下来的呀?
How would a house fall down? It doesn't fall down all at once. Because when a hurricane comes, it comes with a lot of wind. And the wind would press a lot of pressure on the wall. And this wind will continuously put the pressure on the wall. And when the wind blows and blows, and finally the house falls down bit by bit. And when I was in Taiwan, there was a lot of great hurricanes. In Taiwan, there's a lot of typhoons. Now, there's a lot of great things about Taiwan except two. One, it has hurricanes. And the other one, it also has earthquakes. Now, I think we have seen earthquakes before. Now, earthquake comes suddenly. It would come at once. Now, I have seen great earthquake. And we were in a prayer group evening. All of a sudden, the light went off. The whole place started shaking. And then a brother who came from Kofa City, and he ran outside. And all the other brothers, they were still kneel down. They wouldn't move, and they continued praying. And then this one brother, he would flee out, and he said, "Come on, get out, get out." And then after the light came back on, he was so ashamed he wouldn't come back in. And we were in a small group meeting. And all of a sudden, the earthquake came. And then the walls fell. But we were in a group prayer group meeting. And the brothers and sisters didn't even move a bit. If none of us got harmed. It was a great miracle. So I went to see the wall. All the walls fell toward outside. Now how amazing was that? And I said, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. Why would all the walls fell outward during an earthquake? Not even one brother or sister got harmed. So when a circumstances came to you, like an earthquake, like a hurricane, it will go away. Now the earthquake goes away. But a hurricane could last for a little time. One day I was in a meeting hall in Taiwan. A great building. When the hurricane starts blowing, now this building will start tweaking. But we prayed inside the house. Brothers and sisters, God give us natural life. Now in our circumstances, we are being pressured constantly. But it would go away. And you have to cherish it because it is the work of God. So that our natural life can be made. That our natural life could diminish slowly. And comes out the life of Christ. And this is the work of God in our life. To diminish and destroy our natural life. And to build up and make Christ like. And you could see that God does the same work on David. And after David committed sins, and at that time on, he submitted himself to God completely. So that God can build up this glorious life in David. And now David committed his second sin. Now there's many things that David has done, but we can only go over a few. The second time David was in an advanced age. And he already had a great life. But now he is assimilated. And all of a sudden, he gives a command and says, "Count the numbers of my people." Particularly count all the warriors of the numbers. Now on the outside, it doesn't look like it's a great scene. For a king, he only wants to know how great his nation is. He wants to know how big his army is. In the Bible, in fact, there's the book of numbers. The book of numbers is when the king counts his people. It counts them two times. Now, when you count the second times, all the people that are in the first time are already dead. So the first generation died when the second
time.
And the second generation comes into the land of Canaan. That means that our old life will be eliminated. And only a new life can come to the Lord. And so counting has a great meaning. So when David wants to count his people again, that means that something is wrong inside. Because now he is a prideful king. He wants to show how great his number is. He wants to show how big his boundary is. And he wants to recognize how great and prosperous his country is. So when David was a king, he wants to show how prosperous his people are. So that's why he has a great country. But yet I tell you, David indeed is a humble great man. And after he gave that command, he felt shameful. He knew he did the wrong thing. And he says, why would I want to be prideful in front of my God? So indeed he has great fame. He has 500,000 of great warriors. Now within the whole Israel, there is 1.3 million warriors. Now at that time, no other country has an army of 1.3 million people. But at that time, David was prideful. And after he gave the command to count his people, he knew he did something wrong. Now we are not like David, not king. But in many things, do we have the life of God? Maybe at time when you say something, you know you said something wrong. And you started telling yourself that you did something wrong. Now have you done that? Right? Now we are the children of God. We have two lives. Our old natural corrupted life. And we have the new life. So these two lives battle. And these two lives battle each other. So that's why sometimes when we did something, we know right away that we did something wrong. So when we follow the new life, we have peace. If we follow the old life, we have destruction. That's what Paul said. Not only an external life, an external death, but an internal death. Do you know what that means? Now, if you don't understand what it means to have an internal death, we have two lives. And slowly, our new life would grow. And our natural life would diminish. So day by day, slowly, we live by our new life. And this person will start revealing the glory of Christ. And this is the work of our life. So David, at that time, he knew he was troubled. So the prophets came with God's word. And says, what you have done, you have greatly sinned. And now I'm offering you three different things. And David looked at these three punishments. He couldn't take any one of them. So David answered this. And that says, I am in great distress. And then the Lord asked him to pick one of these three. He said, no, I can't. Because the first one is a 7 years of famine of the land. And the second one is he must flee 3 months before his enemy. And then the third one is a pestilence. And David looked at these three choices and said, I can't. And he says, I'm willing to fall into the hand of the Lord. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. Because my God is the God of mercy. So that's David's answer. So God gave him pestilence. An epidemic disease.
他就去献祭,
So then after that, he started offering to God. He started offering onto this field. He came into this field of wheat. That means that we had to shred our old life. So that we will separate ourselves from the tares. Because God wants to teach David. Now there's still many great things we need to go through. God spent David's whole life to teach David. And then David committed two sins. So at last he came to this field of Arulans. Now I don't have time to go into detail. But I know some brothers and sisters know. Right. Now Arana is a brother. They are two brothers. And behind these two brothers, there are great stories. There were great stories of brotherly love. Great touching story, but we don't have time
to.
So in the fields of Arana, and David said, "Give, sell me this field so that I could build here an altar to the Lord." And the Arana said, "You are my king and my lord. Why don't you just take this land away from me? If you want to offer burnt offerings, I have many oxen. And I have a lot of instruments you can use to take the wheat. Why don't you take it away and use it for offering?" But David said, "No, I shall pay you for a price." So that David bought all these from Arana, and he built an altar and prayed. And this land, and this land became the foundation of the city of Zion. From this painful experience, David received this foundation of the temple. Now today, God is making you. And we will become his temple. That we are his house. And that's why God is teaching you so that your natural life can diminish. And your spiritual life can grow. And day by day we can reveal him some more. And that's why we want to be like David. So that's why in Matthew chapter 1:1 it says David. And at the end of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 22, and God says this to end the Bible. And he mentioned David again. And he said, "I am the root from David, who is the light that shines." Now David was indeed a great man. He left with us the path of the cross. Today is our last talk on David. And so here I encourage each one. Do you want to submit and be disciplined? Do you want to bow down and submit to God's work? So I tell you, it will happen in your daily things. If you cannot be disciplined in the small things, then you cannot be disciplined at all. If you can't let God work on you for the small things, then that means that God cannot work on you at all. So we have to be disciplined in the small things. Let God do his work on us. And slowly, you won't even recognize it. I have a co-worker. Today he's 91 years old. He's still strong. He does not need to go to a doctor a bit. He was never sick. When we were younger, we were together. And he had this special case. And he knows how much he has been broken. And then now I'm more spiritual. And then he say, "Today I am this much more broken than yesterday." And then, brother, I told you that you are an alien. Now, how do I know if I have spiritual life?
自己不知道的,
now, you will not know how much spiritual life you have. But it's the people around you that can see. It's the people around you that can see. If you start changing, if you're now different, if you're now less of who you were, and when you reveal God's life in you, daily you become more like Christ. And in the last 2,000 years, Christ has been working on you. This is a great song. Who are these people? That the boundary of death can no longer constrain us. So why don't we sing this song? That we are the people that want to go into this gate. Go into the gates of the New Jerusalem. Now today, through our daily living, let God do His work on you. So that God's life can grow in us.